Millions of Americans live in tens of thousands of gated communities.
Are communities with surrounding fences and gates actually safe?
But why are they so popular? And are they good for our cities?
The number of gated communities certainly has increased over the past couple of decades.
But you can't go there. You're not allowed in.
Secure communities are typically residential communities.
It's almost entirely gated.
Public access by non-residents is restricted.
Security may be provided by guards or keycard access.
They usually have physical boundaries, such as walls, gates, and fences.
People generally choose to live in gated communities for three reasons.
Gates could create a false sense of security for some residents.
Lifestyle, prestige, and safety.
Residents with children often feel that this is a safer environment for their kiddos to play.
A prestige community is all about exclusivity.
Feeling there's no need to keep an eye out for suspicious people or activity.
The actual crime rate doesn't usually matter.
Many gated communities have strict codes of conduct.
Gated communities are one type of private communities.
Many people enjoy living in these types of communities.
If you pay money to a homeowners association, you live in a common interest community.
The implications certainly exist.